92.3 WTTS. On demand.
A brain. A beauty. A jock. A rebel. And a recluse.
Well, it's interesting. You know, John Hughes, who's the man who, of course, wrote and directed The Breakfast Club, he really took kids and their problems seriously. He understood that the teenage years can be the most emotionally resonant and intense years of people's lives, and that it's a time that's about so much more than trying to make out or, you know, sneak beer, and that the most important part of being a teenager has to do with figuring out who you are and what your place is in the world, and these are kind of serious years for a lot of people. And teens in the 80s were the kids and the younger siblings of the baby boomers. And the baby boomers were amazing. They did so many incredible things. They changed the world, and the 80s teens just had to kind of live in the world. You know, they felt, I think, in comparison, a little bit overlooked and forgotten.
You talked to so many of the stars like Molly Ringwald and Emilio Estevez, John Cusack. You got a chance to interview them for the book. Which person, of all those conversations, which one stands out to you as being the most enthralling or surprising?
I really loved being able to interview Molly Ringwald. One thing I loved hearing about from her was the wonderful relationship she shared with John Hughes. They were like best friends, and they were kind of, you know, big sister, big brother, little sister, and mentors, and everything you can imagine. And they were really close, and she told me that he used to make mixtapes for her, which I thought was incredibly sweet. You know, he would put on music he loved, like the Beatles, and try to kind of teach her about music in that way. And so she just shared lots of beautiful little things about how special their friendship was.
John Hughes kind of quit making these movies like almost as the decade changed over. What happened?
You know, a lot of people have different theories about this. I mean, for one thing, he wrote and produced Home Alone, and that was the early 90s, and that movie made such an incredible amount of money. I mean, it is, I believe to this day, still the most successful live-action comedy, and he made, I think, over $40 million or something like that just off Home Alone. And so, that, I mean, look, all Hollywood directors make a lot of money, but that's the kind of money, you know, that's a lot of money. And I think he just felt, you know what, that he knew he had made films like The Breakfast Club that would stand the test of time, and he also had all this money, and he really hated dealing with Hollywood in the sense that, you know, he never enjoyed doing lunch and the wheeling and dealing and, you know, I'll have your people call my people. He always hated that. He only liked the real art of it all. And so I think he just got to a point where he said, you know, I've done what I wanted to do. Now I just want to go and be with my wife and my kids and kind of enjoy my life. And towards the end of his life, he got really into gardening. He loved reading, and he spent tons of time with his family. I think he had a really nice life.
Do you think any of the stars that you've interviewed, and I'm gonna single Molly out in particular, are they let down any by the type of success they've had since those John Hughes films?
It's interesting. I don't know if I would put it quite that specifically, but I will say that a lot of them did talk with me about how the term Brat Pack, you know, may have kind of hurt their careers. I think we got to remember that when that term came out, before that term came out, a lot of these actors were considered serious actors. They studied with important drama teachers. They got rave reviews. And then what happened was there was a New York Magazine cover story that ran that called them Hollywood's Brat Pack. And it was also kind of a story that showed them in kind of a negative light personally. And I think for some of them it was really hard to rebound from that. It also had a very sad effect on them personally, which is that a lot of them didn't really feel comfortable hanging out together after that article came out. And before the article, they really were each other's best friends and lovers.
Who were the lovers?
Well, you'll have to read the book. No, a lot of it's interesting. I mean, a lot of these people who made movies together really did end up boyfriend and girlfriend, and you'll have to read the book to find out exactly the details of who.
All right. Well, that's great. You've written a really nice book. Enjoy it. Susanna, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks for having me, and to learn more, you can visit bratpackbook.com.
Don't you forget about me.
WTTS. On demand.